last night you saw Miro Wagner and Nadia Reid, which from what you tell me so far is an absolutely fantastic evening.
It was a fantastic evening in a fantastic setting as well. So as part of Sydney Festival's shining a spotlight on folk music, they've got these things that they're calling Sunday Folk Sessions.
All right.
At St. Stephen's Church on Macquarie Street, right in the city. Mm-hmm. They're early shows as well, which is really nice. You know, you can sort of go out for dinner or whatever, go to the festival bar afterwards. Mm-hmm. But this was the first one last night. And yes, Mirelle Wagner over from Finland for, I believe, the first time in Australia. And also Nadia Reid from New Zealand, who was in Sydney for the first time as well. A beautiful marriage of two quite different styles, even though they're both sort of playing around in the sort of folk idiom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shall I just tell you a little bit about who they are and,
please,
and what they
yeah.
do? Okay, so the evening opened up with Nadia Reid, and yes, it was in a church, and I did sort of have a, not exactly a sort of a religious moment, but...
spiritual moment.
Yeah, it was quite spiritual, because, you know, the sun was setting, and as you're sort of looking up at the stage where the players are, you're sort of behind them. Is a floor to ceiling stained glass window.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it was pretty cool, man. You know, as the sort of the lights filtering through, and they're playing very beautiful music. So yeah like I say, Nadia, she released her debut album last year through Spunk. Listen to Formation, Look for the Signs. And out of the two players last night, she is perhaps, for want of a better word, more conventional, perhaps a little more accessible.
Okay.
So, yeah, her and a guitar, beautiful voice. She was joined on stage by a young fella, Sam, who was adding a bit of electric guitar texture to what she does. Lots of great storytelling. Of course, the old folk music favourites, Lost, Love, Murder and Madness, are in there in bulk. Yeah, absolutely lovely set from Nadia. And then very closely followed by Mirelle Wagner. I've been calling her Wagner. Yeah, I know.
From Finland, so it's
tisk,
Wagner.
Tisk, I know. So she came on looking absolutely stunning in this sort of long white kind of dress coat. She did a very nice curtsy when she came on stage. She spoke very softly. She was an absolute delight, you know, just giving out so much good energy. And then when she started playing, it was like this transformation.
Oh, wow.
This sort of darkness descended.
Goodness.
So she's being sort of heralded as kind of one of the players of like new murder ballads and, you know, sort of Appalachian blues and a bit of Delta in there as well. A very different vibe altogether. So she'd play these songs about, you know, people rotting under the floorboards, and there was lots of sort of elemental, you know, drowning, religious cleansings resulting in drownings and all this, you know, really dark.
In a church.
And then she'd finish the song and she'd have this lovely smile and this very soft-spoken, yeah. It was a sensational show. It was absolutely captivating. And she sang most of the time with her eyes closed. Mm. When she did open her eyes, she had this stare, which was really unnerving.
Was she staring at you, Mike?
No, out the back of the church, right. Thankfully. Maybe there was something going on there. I don't know. But I wouldn't have liked to have been on the receiving end of that. It was a great show. Two incredible talents. And you know, hats off to Sydney Festival for bringing them along.
Yeah, and this was the first in a line of sort of folk specials on Sunday.
That's right, yeah. So, the sessions is covering folk music. And like any genre of music, you know, it's multifaceted. And they've done quite an interesting job of slicing it up between the three weekends. So, yeah, last night was very much sort of in the singer-songwriter vein. Next week is in the American primitive tradition of solo guitar music. So they bring in across two incredible players, both from the US, Sir Richard Bishop and Daniel Bachman. Now, Sir Richard Bishop has been around a long time. He comes from a very avant-garde background. Daniel is quite a young lad and plays in that sort of Faye-esque kind of style. I'm probably going to go to the show, so I can come on next Monday and tell you a bit about that if you like. And then there's a third weekend as well, but we'll keep that one under wraps. But of course, all the details are at sydneyfestival.com.